the fifth kind. This video is brought to you in partnership with Gaia.com, creating thought-provoking documentaries and programs.
We should go boldly where man has not gone before. Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? Who put that there? Well, the universe.
The now-dubbed Phobos monolith is a large object on the surface of Mars' moon, Phobos. The giant structure stands 90 meters tall, only 3 meters less than that of the Statue of Liberty Monument in New York. First discovered by Efren Palermo, who noticed the distinct shadow of the anomaly while analyzing images taken from the Mars Global Surveyor orbiter, launched in November 1996. This peculiar and solitary large rock was also confirmed by Lan Fleming, an imaging subcontractor at NASA Johnson Space Center, also noting the possibility that the monolith is artificial in nature.
The monolith that's on Phobos has been talked about for many, many years. I believe that the moon itself is actually artificial, and this structure potentially is artificial. It could have been a command center, a command post. It could have been a lookout overseeing the planet. It could have had many, many functional purposes, but I just don't believe it's a natural rock formation. There's a lot of evidence pointing to the fact that Phobos may not be a real moon, that it may be an actual artificial structure. First of all, the moon itself has been scanned, and it actually appears to be hollow. This is actual real data coming from the official space agencies. Now, also, on top of that, the moon is actually losing its orbit. It's actually slightly degrading in orbit, which means it doesn't have enough mass to sustain itself, and that again tells you and verifies the fact that it may be a hollow moon. Now, when you look at very close images of this moon, if you want to call it that, you can see these what looks like weapons fire. It doesn't look like just random rocks were hitting it and you have little tiny pockets there. It looks like it was like when something just came across it and fired at it several times. And there's even octagonal and hexagonal anomalies on the surface of this thing, which if you were to maybe get a lot of that ancient dust off, there may be something you can see through there, or there may be some technology there as well.
Phobos has always been this really interesting body in the solar system. It's supposedly a moon of Mars. It appears to really just be nothing more than an asteroid. But the interesting thing about it is, as far back as 1989, when it was first photographed by the Phobos 2 probe the Russians sent up, you can see this weird wire mesh kind of cross-hatching pattern on it, even in those early images. And now when we go with newer probes like Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter and Mars Global Surveyor, the ESA's Mars Express mission, they take photographs of Phobos, and we can now see in great detail that there are lines on this body running at 90 degree angles, and that's just not possible. If they're caused by boulders, I don't know how the boulders on Phobos run at 90 degree angles to each other. It's just a very, very weird phenomenon, but it fits with the idea that actually what's happening is that Phobos has this underlying sort of cross-hatching 90 degree mesh.
And then there's that oddball photos from the Soviet space missions there in the late 80s, where they sent their own probe to Mars, which was also called Phobos, and it took a photo of this huge airship moving along right along Phobos. In fact, the airship itself was bigger than the moon.
I think Phobos, given its orbit around Mars and its size, it's not an object that would be captured in the way a conventional moon would be captured by a planet. It's orbiting too close to Mars, and that would be indicative of some kind of artificial construction of Phobos, and that any space probes that try to get too close are simply blown out of the sky.
Along with the mysterious monolith photographed on the Martian moon Phobos, a similar-looking structure can also be seen upon the surface of Mars.
A photograph was taken by one of the Mars probes of something on Mars that appeared to be sticking straight up out of the sand. Since then, numerous photographs have been taken of it. There's four or five different sets, and in all of them, it appears to look exactly like the monolith from 2001 A Space Odyssey. It has the exact same height, width, and proportion. It's casting a shadow that indicates it has this rectangular monolithic shape. And to me, the weirdest part of it is when you look at it, There's sort of a raised mound around it that it's sitting in. And when you look at the footage from 2001, where they uncover the monolith on the moon, there's this raised mound where they've dug out around the thing and the monolith is sticking in it. And, you know, in the film, they say, the only thing we know about it for sure, sir, is that it's about 4 million years old and it appears to have been deliberately buried. And if you look at the photographs of the monolith on Phobos, you can see that the mound upon which this thing is inserted is a different color than the soil around it. It's much darker. That is an indication that somebody dug up the soil and put it around this thing to bury it, to keep it there. So it appears to be, like the monolith in 2001, an object that was deliberately buried.
It hasn't been covered up by natural erosion or other forces. It seems to have been deliberately buried.
Deliberately buried.
Deliberately buried.
Is this monolith proof that Mars has previously been occupied or visited by an ancient alien civilization? Could this now desert-like planet have once been a habitable environment, sustaining life?
Well, there's a lot of evidence that Mars at some point in its history was very fertile and habitable. That's something that scientists now widely agree on, that their study of Mars' atmosphere and the surface shows that there were once vast flowing water on Mars, that there was vegetation on Mars, and much more oxygen than there is now. So there's agreement that millions of years ago that Mars was a very lush, fertile place. We know that there have been a number of whistleblowers who have come forward to talk about Mars actually being a place that is populated by extraterrestrial civilizations. What I find fascinating is that the CIA actually was also interested in this, and they got one of their remote viewers, Joseph McGonagall, to remote view ancient Mars. And this is actually one of the CIA files that was recently released on the CIA website. It's called CREST. And so there you can actually read the data where the remote viewer, who we know now, is McGonagall, but who's unidentified in this document, talks about a civilization on Mars fleeing Mars during some great cataclysmic events that is destroying the surface, or the environment and the atmosphere on Mars is all being destroyed through some great cataclysm. The refugees are being taken to some other world, and it's described as a very kind of a volcanically active world, which tends to fit what the Earth would have been like, say, 500,000 to a million years ago, much more active volcanically, especially in places like Antarctica.
There's no real reason why Mars couldn't have had a past civilization. Even today, it could hold some kind of a civilization. We know there's water there and an atmosphere. And in fact, some people, like George Leonard and others, have suggested that there's atmosphere on the moon, that our moon and Mars, you know, are not so different. Both are desert planets in a sense, but though Mars has a lot more water. And they're now saying that the moon has water too. How incredible is that? So the idea that even that there's, I believe there is life on the moon, but that's going to be more of a high-tech, space-based type of thing. And probably what perhaps is on Mars too, but we may well find that there's some kind of strange underground world on Mars. And this is really what you're going to do in extreme environments, and what we do in Antarctica too. You don't have to go too far underneath a planet to find stable, cool areas that don't have large temperature fluctuations. And it's quite possible with explosive devices to create giant glass-lined caverns and anywhere you want one, just by detonating a nuclear device of some kind.
John Brandenburg, who's done some studies of Mars, and he shows that there are isotopes in the atmosphere of Mars, which is indicative of a nuclear war having occurred at some point in Mars history. So you have some credible scientific data showing that you actually have nuclear weapons being used on Mars. So there's evidence there that there was an ancient civilization. We know Richard Hoagland has done a lot of work in terms of identifying the face on Mars as being artificially created, and pyramids on Mars being artificially created. So there's a lot of kind of information that you get from NASA images and NASA probes of Mars that support Mars actually once being populated.
As well as attracting previous interest from Chinese, American, and Russian space agencies, Japan is planning a Mars Moon exploration mission, known as MMX. The mission is scheduled for 2024, stating their intentions to extract samples from the moon Phobos and return them safely to Earth in the year 2029. Yet with all the interest surrounding Phobos and speculations of an artificially made monolith upon its surface, could the MMX mission have a more secretive agenda? Could something other than just rock samples be arriving back on Earth in 2029? Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for watching The Fifth Kind. We hope you enjoyed this production. You can watch more of the series Deep Space exclusively on Gaia. Thanks again for your support. Don't forget to click the bell icon to turn on channel notifications so you never miss a new video.